Chapter 2. Called to Serve. The Missionary Experience. When Lee, now 38, was in college, she loved a passage in the Book of Mormon about the sons of Mosiah being overcome with joy at the thought of all the people who had been converted to the gospel because of their missionary efforts. In the story, these sons had given up their own privilege in Nephite society to preach to their enemies, the Lamanite people, risking their lives on a gamble, that God's message was for everyone, and that if they ventured forth to share that message, they would be blessed. Lee was on fire because of that passage. "I couldn't bear the thought that there might be someone out there that I was supposed to reach, and if I didn't go, I wouldn't reach them," Lee explains. "That was horrifying to me." So when she was 21, the age when women were permitted to serve missions at that time, she was called to serve in Uruguay. She was thrilled to teach the gospel in Spanish, becoming enmeshed with members and investigators' lives as she served people all day, every day. And she was not overly concerned at first when she got word that her father, who was just 50 years old and in perfect health, had fallen off his bicycle back home. Cheerful letters from her mother, which arrived in Uruguay several weeks after they were written, assured her that her father had been released from the hospital and would soon be fine. She also received a letter directly from her dad, which was comforting. Yet that day, the mission president called Lee to inform her that her father had died of internal bleeding. The letter Lee had just received had been written before his condition suddenly worsened. Lee was in shock and collapsed against a wall in an outpouring of grief. Her memories of that day are surreal. The baby-faced mission elders who had no idea what to say. The kind Seventh-day Adventist landlady who tried to help. The round-the-clock mission companion for whom she wanted to be strong. And piercing through the shock was the question, should she go home? Her mother, she knew, could likely use her support there, especially as Lee was the oldest child. However, her father's last words as he was wheeled into emergency surgery had been to the effect of, "If something should happen, tell the kids that I love them and to keep on doing what they're doing, because they're doing such good things." And there was the plain fact that Lee felt called to serve her mission. While part of her wanted to return home to her family's embrace, I also knew that I'd been sent there, and I truly believed that it was by God. He knew what he was doing, and if I went home, even just for the funeral, they wouldn't have sent me back to Uruguay. So I stayed. Lee heard the news on a Monday. On Thursday, she went back to work as a missionary. Lee's story encapsulates many of the themes we will encounter in this chapter: the personal sacrifice that is required of LDS missionaries, and the deep faith that sees them through tough times, the positive feelings most missionaries have about their experience, the sense that a mission demarcates a bright line between childhood and adulthood in Mormon culture, the growing presence of women in the mission force, and the great statistical likelihood that returned missionaries who served the full tenure of their assigned time will remain as lifelong members of the LDS Church. Now the young women president in her ward, Lee is preparing the next generation of female missionaries.